Wednesday, August 17th, 2022, 9:18 a.m. Okay, so today was a water day, so I was out there early watering and did a little work on my landscape project of converting my backyard into the rest of the garden. So yesterday? Yeah, I think it was. No, before that, but yesterday I dealt with it a little. I found that when I was leveling out the new walkway on the west side of the yard, my heel broke through to a tunnel, a small animal tunnel, and it was about maybe 2.5-3 inches in diameter, and so I followed it out as best I could, dug it up. It went, kind of went up and down, so I had to dig some deep spots. Yeah, for about 6 feet, maybe 7 feet, then it kind of like lost it. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, so I filled it up and I jetted it with some mud and stuff and got it all evened out. So, and yesterday evening I kind of wet down the whole area and I could see where the high spots were. So after doing my watering and vegetable picking and gardening stuff that I did today, I started working on leveling out the walkway again. And, like I said, it was, at least it was moist and it was easier to dig up. But then I found another section of that tunnel system. So this one's only about 5 feet or so. So, and the funny thing is I found a golf ball inside there. A Spalding range ball. So who knows how long that's been in there, so I did the same thing to that. I jetted it, put a bunch of mud in the trench, and dug it up, put a bunch of mud in the trench and jetted it and got it all evened out a little bit. So tomorrow I'll continue to work on getting that leveled out, get ready to put some stuff in there, some decomposed granite. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, so a little over a week ago, the wife got one of these free cookie with purchase of more cookies and some cookie place in Citrus Heights. So I said, okay, well, that's kind of out of our way. But it was actually close to a friend of mine's house. And they had just gotten a puppy, so we were going to go over there and see them. So I said, let's take them some cookies, while we're going over. So we made arrangements to go over on Sunday afternoon. And the wife wanted to stop and get at PetSmart and get a toy for the puppy, a new toy. So we got that and headed down the road and had to make some detours because of a big traffic jam because school was letting out. And anyway, so we got there and six cookies was like 20-something bucks. Well, they're pretty good sized cookies. They're at least 3.5 inch, I'd say, in diameter, maybe more, maybe less, But they were not cooked cookies. They're like cake cookies. They're like little cakes. So we had a variety, and they mixed up the variety. Cute looking stuff. Anyway, so we took that over. And let's see, what else did we do? Well, that was Monday, huh? Yeah, because yesterday was Tuesday, and we didn't go anywhere yesterday. No. Yeah, that's right. So today's a grocery shopping day, too. So I got to be mindful of that. What else? Yeah, so I did paint on Sunday. And I don't think I recorded. I'm pretty sure I didn't record anything on Sunday. But I painted the figure some more. Try to get an idea of what I was doing, and Yeah. Who knows? So I'd like to finish this because I want to move on to some other stuff. Maybe not the other stuff that I got going here, but I'd like to really finish this. And like I said, my main goal is always to try to get into Crocker Kingsley every 2 years, and the deadline is in October, so I'd like to at least get this one done too. I got the whiteness of the whale. I entered that last time and they didn't take it, so I repainted it and this year, finished painting it this year, and we'll see if they take it again. And I'd like to get this one entered also. So, anyway, what else? Oh, yesterday was 107. Today's supposed to be 105. Got up this morning. It was not as cool in the morning as it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning was pretty cool. So I guess that means that the Delta breeze wasn't blowing overnight. But enough to bring cool air into the house and cool it off a little. You can hear the fan going on right now in the garage here, in the garage slash studio. What else we got going here? Yeah. So, nothing new. Oh, the Dems and Joe Biden, the Dems of the Senate and the House, and Joe Biden passed the what's it called? The Inflation Reduction Act. And everybody says, "Yeah, but it doesn't reduce the inflation." It's there's something bad. There's something wrong when you got to lie about what a bill is. You got to when on the name when you name it, you're lying about what it's actually doing. It's really a miniature Build Back Better. He tried to pass that Build Back Better back when he first started. That was his first gen. Build Back Better, which is actually what the Great Reset kind of a thing. Anyway, so and that one was $4 trillion, $4 trillion, but it's not going to cost. It's going to cost a zero, as he said. It's going to cost a zero. What a lie, huh? It's going to cost a zero, because of all the savings that we're going to have. I said, oh, okay, yeah, Joe. As you get richer. Anyway, so they had no takers for that, and. Anyway, so goes around, and come this past month here, I guess the big holdup was Joe Manchin. He says he's not voting for that, but then he changed his mind after they gave him some kind of deal, I guess, and he went ahead with that, and so they passed it, and but now instead of $4 trillion originally, but people were saying that yeah, well that's if you just look at it for the first 3 years. But if you look at it over the life of the bill, which is like 10 years, it's going to cost $6 trillion. So anyway, so it's nowhere near a trillion. Well, I can't say nowhere near a trillion. 750 billion is what it is. And there's nothing there to really help with inflation. Inflation reduction, that is. He says, well, yeah, people are gonna have savings because we're putting a bunch of money into the medical system, Medicare and Obamacare, blah blah blah. So people are gonna save on that, and we have rebates for electric cars. So anybody that buys a car, electric car, go get rebates for that. And yeah, but I'm not gonna buy an electric car, So for me, it's not saving me on anything. I don't have Obamacare. I have my own benefit stuff, so it's not saving me anything. And oh yeah, so they're gonna, and also they're gonna increase the IRS, and the IRS is gonna have more money, no, more people at the IRS than the Border Patrol. The EPA, oh no, the Pentagon and the State Department, maybe the EPA too, more personnel in the IRS than all those combined. So okay, so they're also going to get a bunch of what 87,000 more more agents for the IRS that will be packing guns for some reason. And then another 400, or was it 300? 300 or something billion for the EPA, so they can have an EPA bank. You know what? And I would like to know, what is this EPA bank going to do? What's all this money going to do in there? And will we know who puts money in or takes money out of this bank? You know, is it an actual bank? You know, where people put money in, or the EPA puts money in and EPA takes money out, or is it just a fund that they're calling a bank? Ah, boy. Yeah, I'm not really impressed with the Democrats. I think it's time to not vote for them anymore. Anyway, so let's see. So it's not going to raise taxes on anybody making $400,000 or less, but it's taxing the oil companies in all sorts of different ways. So when they tax the oil companies in all sorts of different ways, you know that those costs, and any company would do this, not just the oil company, any company would do it when they get taxed. They pass the cost down to their customers. So it's actually a hidden tax for me. You know, this Governor Newsom did that here in California, where he says, "Oh, I'm proclaiming an emergency situation. Use my emergency powers because of the drought that we have. So I'm telling all these water companies to reduce their water consumption by 30 something or 40 something percent or something like that. Get their customers to do that, if you don't, I'll have to fine you so much per month, you know." So, okay, so they can't do that because people have to use water. So none of them are going to be able to get people to reduce their water intake. So they're just paying the fine, but that cost gets shuffled onto us. So I'm paying for that fine too, which is, so it's actually a hidden tax, because that fine goes into the state budget, okay? Somewhere, doing something. You know, making somebody rich, Biden. Making somebody rich, Newsom. Jeez. Anyway, so much for ranting anymore. Let me go get some stuff, other stuff done, and have a good day.